Speak an hour.
Come on down.
All right, Minister Cliff, do it. Bring it.
Good afternoon, or just your morning. Good morning. How's everybody's cross? How's your cross? You've been wearing that cross, been carrying that cross? How's it feel to you? You've been killing it, carrying that cross? Hope you have, and it's, yeah. But one of the nice things about that cross, we got somebody that's helping us with that cross. And that person is Jesus. For the scripture for this morning is found in Matthew. What's another one? Oh, someone. I guess I need to turn it. Hello?
We hear you, man.
Now can you hear me? Okay, I guess I didn't hear it up. Okay, the scripture for this morning's message is found in Matthew, the 18th chapter and 20th verse. And Jesus made this promise to us. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And I look around the room, I see that there's more than two or three of us gathered here today. So Jesus is here in our midst. He promised that. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. And so the topic for the message, or the title of the message this morning, is Jesus in the Midst. Jesus in the Midst. Now, the scripture we just read was about Jesus said, well, two or three are gathered together in his name. Would he would be in the midst? So my question to you this morning is, what do these words convey to you as a believer? What do these words say? Jesus said, I'm in the midst. How do you feel when you hear those words? Are they comforting? Are they soothing? What does that make you feel? How does that make you feel as a believer? How do you feel? How does it make you feel? Okay. Yeah. We all generally get a sense of peace when we think that Jesus is with us, don't we? You know, I mean, that's one of the most, when you get ready to go to bed and you're ready to go to bed, the fact that Jesus is with you is peace, right? And a lot of times when we get up with the morning, you know, not only knowing that we had peace last night, but we get up in the morning knowing that Jesus is going to be with us this morning, throughout the day, that can bring joy to us. No, we get up with an expectation that life is good. It's joyous. We get excited. And the fact that Jesus is in the midst, it gives us the assurance that everything's going to be all right, that everything is all right, and everything's going to be all right. You know, that's what I think we get. It makes us feel, at least that's what it makes me feel, about singing Jesus is in my midst. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, yes. Okay. So we've talked about it being a sense of peace, giving us a sense of feeling of joy, a feeling of assurance that everything is all right, and a feeling of assurance that everything is going to be all right. Those are those things that, to me, when I think about this fact that Jesus is in my midst, I love that. I don't know about y'all, but I love the fact that I can feel that way about Jesus being in my midst. Maybe I must have did something. Yes, this is how we feel when things are going well in our lives. You know, when Jesus is in the midst and things are going well in our lives, we have all that. We feel good. We have that peace. We have that joy. We have that assurance that everything's all right. That's when things are going well. Ooh, things are going well, you know. You know, it's easy to be a Christian when things are going well, isn't it? It's easy to claim, I'm a Christian, everything's going well. Well, does life always go well? Is life always going to go well? How many of y'all have been through some things or going through some things right now and said, it ain't as good as it should be or could be? Okay. All right, I'm just going to wait. But the question I ask, isn't this what we want and expect for life? The things we won't have this good feeling that things going to be well with us and that's how things could be and should be. Because why wouldn't they be that way? We got Jesus with us. Oh, okay. Okay. Jesus is with us. And with us and for us. So if Jesus is with us and he's for us. And not only that, not only just for us, but he's in the midst of our circumstances. He's in the very midst of the worst circumstances we can even begin to imagine. Jesus is there. So I don't know about y'all, but just that phrase, Jesus in the midst, ooh, that's a powerful statement. But how could we not think that is well and will be well with our lives when we think about the statement that Jesus is with us? How can we not give that feeling of that's how things should be and could be? I mean, Jesus in the midst. I mean, Jesus in the midst. That's some powerful thing. I mean, that's what makes Anna say, well, you know, I was having some problems on the freeway and, you know, and I was feeling anxiety stuff and but I knew Jesus was in the midst. And so I called up on him and look, oh, he made that way for me to get out of there. However, the perspective I often encounter when I talk to many believers and most people of the world is different. You know, that things of the world, you know, they have a different perspective about the world. They seem to have a doom and gloom perspective about the world, don't they? I mean, if you ever talk to people nowadays, and if they don't feel Jesus in the midst of them, that they feel they're out there on their own, They some very pessimistic and very, you know, they feel a doom and gloom. They feel a sense of hopelessness. You know that is awesome when you encounter people, you go talk to them, and they have no sense of hope. They have no sense of joy. They have no sense of things going to be all right. They can't see the glasses half full. They see it perhaps as half empty. And because of that, often they have anxiety about what's going to happen. You know, they're anxious about what's getting ready to happen. And therefore, a lot of them nowadays, that's when the pharmacy and doctors make a lot of money. Because when we get anxious, we go to the doctor and say, hook me up with something. Oh, we have a lot of people who drink and got all kinds of self-medicating ways to deal with the anxiety. And when you look at this situation today, and Reverend T.A. talked about, when you look at this situation today and what we're going through today, it's a very depressing situation. It brings on a lot of depression. It brings on a lot of, I just want to hide out and go in this deep cold cave and just never come out because it don't look good. There's no reason for me to get up the next day and want to come out and do something because it's depressing. It's too depressing when I think about how bad the situation is. And then what? What's been one of the most been one of the most interesting phenomena is the number of people going out there with that survival mood. They going out there taking out people's lives because they figure I got to take people out in order to survive. They figure that the way that we make the situation better is to go take out a few people, and therefore that'll make the situation better. Whew. But what's our, well, how is it that we will look at things when things get bad for us? You know, we say Jesus in the midst, and that sounds good. That sounds real good. Let's look at a situation where Jesus was in the midst. But things weren't that good. Let's look at Mark, the fourth chapter, 35 through 41. I know many of you might have know this passage of scripture. It says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had, Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. Now, listen to that. Other little boats were also in it. And a great windstorm arose, and the wave beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. Jesus in the midst. But he was in the stern. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead on. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Jesus in the midst. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Ooh, Jesus in the midst, and they have no faith. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, let's look at this passage of scripture for a moment. We've already said that generally when Jesus is in the midst, we got a sense of peace, joy. I mean, it's all good. Jesus is in the midst. And they go on a boat. And they know what they're doing because they experienced fishermen. They experienced me in the boat. And Jesus said, and they got command from Jesus to go over to the other side. Seemed like a pretty good deal to me. And Jesus goes and sleeps in the back of the boat. So what could be wrong with that? Jesus with them, and Jesus had peace enough to go sleep in the back of the boat. And there's other little boats out there on the sea. That Jesus ain't with them. He ain't in the boat with them. But they are out there on that boat. And then suddenly it says, while they're out there on the sea, the winds get to blowing. And the water starts getting into the boat. I don't know about you. I ain't never been on a boat too much. I've been on a ferry once, but I can't even begin to imagine they out there on this boat, the boat is there, and the wind's blowing, the water's filling in the boat, They experienced sailors, and they know they in trouble. Ain't no Coast Guard to come and call. They can't get those other little boats. Hey, come give us a hand. They out here in that water with Jesus in the middle, in the midst, sleeping. I still have a tough time wrapping my head, because it's almost like today we do a lot of flying, don't we? I relate to flying. Now, you get in the plane, this big old plane, and you got the pilot with it's flying the plane, and suddenly the pilot bring on the lights and please buckle your seat belts and return to your cab and stay seated, because we're getting ready to have some turbulence. You ever been in that situation? You're going to have some turbulence. And so you get it, and suddenly that change gets to. And can't nobody do it. The pilots realize they can't do nothing. They just got to try to ride it out. But every once in a while, as we found out, them planes go down. Woo! And so I don't know about y'all, but every time I'm on that plane, plane gets a. I'm saying, Lord, is this the time? And Jesus in the midst. I'm still got Jesus in the midst, but it's scary. It's a very challenging time. Ooh, am I okay? So the question is: Jesus in the midst. They in the boat. Jesus comes out, because they go and wake him up. They wake him up and say, Jesus, what's going on in you? Don't you care that we perish? And all he did was this. Rebukes the wind and says to the sea, peace, be still. Instantly it clears up. And then he turns to them. He says, oh, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? Have you no faith? Have you no faith? Now, don't you know who's with you? I've seen Jesus who's been in your midst, but suddenly you land in this situation and suddenly your faith is gone. And I dare say, that's how we are today. That's how we are today. Because just let a bad situation come upon us, and our faith to get challenged. And a lot of times we have little or no faith in our circumstances. And I liken it to how we looking at the circumstances here in California. Now, you know, we in the Bay Area. Living in, they say, one of the most expensive places that there are to live. And you got a very serious situation where you got people who are making that big, big money. And they say in the last 10 years, their income has increased 18%. And for those of us who ain't there, our real wages have decreased 6%. Now, our wage has decreased 6%. The cost of housing and everything has gone up. We're in the midst of it. We are in the midst of it. And a lot of us say, you know what? This is too much of a storm for me. I'm leaving. I'm going someplace else where I believe Jesus can be with me in the midst. This is too much of a storm for me to be in the midst of. So I'm leaving. But I say to them, I say to us today, where is our faith? Where's our faith that this economic storm, like what I'm going to call it economic storm, is blowing? It's murderous. They raising the rent up to a single apartment, $3,500. Woo! You know what kind of money you got to make to afford a $3,500 apartment? Ooh, Lord have mercy. And so we could say, well, maybe it is time to leave. Because but where is our God? Ain't he in the midst of this situation here? Don't he know what we're going through? Don't he know what Aaron was going through on that highway? So I think Jesus is trying to tell us these circumstances are real. But aren't I the Lord of the circumstances? That's when we say Jesus in the midst. You got to know what that really means. And you got to really believe what you believe about Jesus being in the midst. Will you have faith? That same faith that's when things are good in the storm, have faith about Jesus being with you here in these storms. I mean, these are tough. How about illnesses? There's a lot of us, and especially as we get older, we face a lot more illnesses and things. Is Jesus still in the midst when we got through those bad things? Or will we have a little bit of doubt about, Lord, why me? Can I make it through? You know, if we are walking with Jesus like we say we are, then that means he's in our midst, ain't it? He promised that if we're two or three are gathered in my name, that would be. And you know what is the good thing about it? You don't even have two or three. It's just you. If Jesus is with you, and all it takes, I dare you to ask David, go to David at the Goliath, and he said, oh, all I need is the Lord, and God give me them rocks and a slingshot. Ooh, in the midst of a giant? Ooh-wee. So I dare tell you, that if we're walking with Jesus, whether we got two or three or just you, that's more than enough. All you got to do is have faith. Remember, he gave us a promise. He would never leave us nor forsake us. So in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of these storms, is Jesus going to leave? He may have been sleeping in the boat with them, and they thought, well, if he's sleeping in the boat, maybe he ain't aware of the circumstances. But Jesus is aware of the circumstances. So it, no matter what, Jesus is aware of the circumstances before we even get there. So when he is in our midst, we should have peace.
Yes, sir.
No matter what, we should have peace. And remember, not only is he with us, and while we forgive, but he said, hey, I got it for the long run. You know, we got to realize that this is long. We don't know how much longer we're going to live, but no matter how long we live, Jesus is with you. I don't know, I'm going to tell you, I've been running this race 60-some years. Woo! I've been running it. I've encountered good and bad. I went to college and had some experiences with some people who didn't believe, and even now I'm going. But you know the one thing I can say, I can testify to this. He's never left me nor forsaken me, and I'm looking for him to be with me till he called me home. I don't know how long that's going to be. And I challenge you to have that same understanding that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake, and he's going to be with you even until the end.
Yes.
That's all I want to say to you about Jesus being in your midst. You just continue to hold out. And I got a little song we're going to sing. It's a little closing song.